Dear siblings in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's Pentecost. The birthday of the church, the day we remember all those disciples after the resurrection, after the ascension, waiting in Jerusalem, as they had been told to do. Waiting for what? Nobody knew. And that is, I think, part of the anticipation of Pentecost, the anticipation of being in mission with God. As those disciples waited around in Jerusalem, what do you think they were expecting? I don't know, what were you expecting when you came to church today? Were you expecting that the Holy Spirit would blaze through this place and set us all on fire and send us out to do God's mission? Yes! Hopefully that's what we all do every time we get together as followers of Jesus. Some of you might have known Michael Coffey when he was over at Trinity. But he writes this about Pentecost. He says, "This is the day God stuck her tongue out at the church. And we grabbed hold of the budded thing and started flapping it around the neighborhood like a swimming pool noodle or downy pillow. And before we knew it, we were speaking things we had never bothered to dream about or wonder. Held our tight lips taut when we ever felt them, and yet there they were waggling out. Welcome, stranger, into the fold of mercy. Now you are called brother, sister, friend. Gather around, immigrants. We speak your language. No one will shun your accent or your poverty here. Dance your way through the door, lost ones, and teach us your wild moves, and we will teach ours. Stroll in, you wounded souls and thin skins, and let us wrap and kiss your pain to healing. Make room, settled ones, for the wave is surging and it will unsettle your closed-mouthed silence. Nothing, not even our provincial proclivities, can stop these mouths from sputtering words of grace that blow open any door, any wall, any blue law, Sunday limitations, or what spirit can do when set free to be tousled the world's hair under until love has swept us all away. Pentecost is the day God stuck her tongue out at the church." Do you see the vision? I'm so glad today it's a little warm out and we have all the doors open. Because Pentecost is a day to remind ourselves that the wind blows where it will. The Spirit blows where it will. And gives us the gracious gifts of God. Anybody recognize these little booklet? This is Luther's small catechism. Many of us who were born and raised Lutheran had to memorize this little booklet. It has Luther's writings. It's intended for families to teach their children about the basics of the faith. Well, this one, as you open it up, right to the center is a whole section about the Holy Spirit. This poor little book was left behind, by the way, by a confirmation student after after he was done using it. Yeah, the name inside it says Anders Nelson. It seems Anders did get good use out of it. But I want to read to you Martin Luther's section on the third article of the Apostles' Creed. The third article, of course, is, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And in the explanation, Luther goes on to say, I believe that I cannot, by my own understanding or effort, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. This is a profoundly Lutheran statement of faith. I don't come to Jesus on my own. I don't find Jesus. He was never lost. Jesus found us. I cannot, by my own understanding or effort, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, and sanctified and kept me in true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it united with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. Calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies. Those are the four things we Lutheran children had to memorize. And hopefully they grew like little seeds in our hearts. And for those of you who are here from other denominations, this is us. We believe that the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies. Not just me, but the whole Christian church on earth calls. Do you remember the first time that you heard the words, Jesus loves you, and you knew it meant you? That's the Holy Spirit calling. Jesus loves you. And the Holy Spirit wants you to understand that. No strings attached. Just like we sing it to our little children. Jesus loves me. Or Jesus loves the little children of the world. I won't tell you about the colors, that something we don't sing anymore. But each one, unconditionally. And when you believe that, that is the work of the Spirit. Jesus calls you. The Spirit gathers us. In so many different ways, the Spirit gathers us. Many of us in this congregation have seen the hand of God working to bring us together as a congregation. The different gifts, the different passions, and the will to serve the mission of God. To hitch our trailer on to God's wagon and say, okay, God, let's go. That is the Spirit that calls us together, but it was also the Spirit that called the people together at that very first Pentecost. They were waiting. They didn't know what they were waiting for. But they were from all over the world. And the Spirit showed up. And one of the things the Spirit did was gave them the ability to understand each other. In every language, they heard the good news. They didn't have just one language. I was reading a book the other day that said that there was a grammar teacher that wrote a book in 1492, presented it to Queen Isabella, and she had no idea what this was all about. And he said, but when you conquer all of these people, they will need to learn our language. One language has always been an imperial move. All the way back to Babel. One language wasn't God's intention. But God's intention was for us to understand each other. To look beyond the differences, to hear each other in the language of the other. And that's what happened at Pentecost. People thought the disciples were crazy. Actually, they thought they were drunk. I bet, Anders, you know that phrase in Greek. These men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 a.m. in the morning. Those of us we've got quite a few retired and pastors in the congregation, we all learned that in Greek. Some of us had a t-shirt put on it. They weren't drunk. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a giver of joy. The institutional church, historically, hasn't had a lot of room for joy. But the Holy Spirit does. Love, joy, peace, patience, you know, all that. Joy is one of the gifts of the Spirit. Receive it. Give it. So the Spirit calls and gathers and enlightens. Enlightens. I've talked to lots of members of this congregation and Christians in other congregations. And I ask them how they come to an understanding of the gospel and the gifts of God's grace. And some of them say, well, it was kind of like God hit me with a 2x4 because I was so dense. I thought church was all about rules and regulations and thou shalt not. And then I found out about grace and joy and the unconditional love of God. That's enlightening. It's not related to the Enlightenment. Different period. Enlightenment is looking at the person that you just had a disagreement with and going, God loves you just as much as God loves me. Huh. We're going to have to work things out. And the Spirit sanctifies. That's a big church word for makes us holy. Sets us right with God. You see, we don't come to God by our own understanding or effort. How can I get closer to God? Maybe if I just work harder now. See these closed fists? When we open them up, God comes in and sanctifies, makes holy. We've talked about the work of your hands. God is the one that makes that work holy. Because you belong to God. Dear church, happy birthday. As we recollect that first Pentecost, let us open our hearts anew to what the Spirit might be doing among us. Let it blow where it will. Let us offer ourselves as a congregation, as individuals in it, to say, what's next, God? Send your Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen. Anders, I'm going to give this back to you later.